Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness. In the United States alone, there are millions of people who are Jewish. Perhaps you may even know a few. How can you engage in a conversation about your faith with them? Well, on today's program, Ezra Benjamin and I are going to walk you through the process and equip you to relate to your Jewish friends. Ezra, good to have you back.
Great to be here.
Talking about our favorite topic.
That's right.
Sharing the revelation of the Messiah of Israel.
That's right.
With the Jewish people.
The one who said, I have not come but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, who's also, of course, the Savior of the world.
He said it. Look at your red letter edition. It's in there.
Amen. So, Jonathan, before we equip our audience with how to reach their own Jewish extended family member or coworker or neighbor, let's talk about the authority you have to teach on this topic, and that is that you received Jesus as a Jewish young man, became a Jewish believer, and then eventually were called, not too long thereafter, into full-time Jewish ministry. Now, that's quite a transformation. It's a double transformation, right?
Right. Well, yeah, I became a believer 42 years ago at age 20 mm-hmm. after a number of things that I think were orchestrated by God. One is a longing to know my identity and purpose. Now, my identity was clearly taught to me as a child, a young child. You're Jewish, you're born a Jew, you'll
right.
die a Jew.
Right.
The survival of our people are important.
Mm-hmm.
But God was this distant force, Ezra. He was unreachable. He spoke to Moses. He spoke to Abraham. And then he departed the scene. And so there wasn't the idea of a personal relationship with the living God. I got involved in a group in high school called Young Life, and they believed in Jesus, and they had a different God. I saw him as a different God, but I was drawn, and I thought it was very compelling that their God was very personable, healed the sick, raised the dead, cared about people, was very present. But when anyone tried to share with me, to personalize that story, and asked me to receive Jesus, my response immediately was, I'm Jewish.
So you were interested in the God of the Christians,
for
in
sure.
Jesus, but you understood that's for them, not for me. I'm Jewish, therefore I don't believe in him.
Exactly. The person of Jesus was compelling, but my training forbid me from them. We were Jewish, and anyone else was a Christian or a Gentile, them. And after a 2,000-year history, we talked
right.
about that in the past, of anti-Semitism, I wasn't one of them.
Sure.
We and them.
Right.
But I'm happy for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I wonder how many of you watching today have a Jewish friend, a Jewish colleague who is also drawn to what you believe, but also has this kind of rehearsing narrative in their mind, that's for the Christians, not for us. We're Jewish. We don't believe in Jesus. There's a number of...
What they failed to tell me at that time, and I wish someone had, is that Jesus was
yeah.
Jewish, that all of the first disciples
right.
were Jews. I went to a Bible study after, well, I'll show you this picture. I was in sports, good Jewish family. There's my sister Sue. My brother Dave is out of the picture. But I got involved in wrestling
right.
and sports. My brother was into drugs. But then when I was a senior in high school, I got involved in drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's part of the reality that Jewish people are seeking after God without knowledge. And so we look in the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
We look in the cults. We look in the occult. We look in Jewish mysticism. There's many Jews practicing Hare Krishna.
Sure.
And they're some of the Eastern mystics are
right.
Jews. So got involved in drugs. And that's what I focused on in high school, got involved in the Grateful Dead and the cults and occult things.
Mm-hmm.
And then a girlfriend came to faith, and she began to ask me questions that I had been asking myself on during that drug journey. Why am I here? What's going to happen to me after I die? What's my destiny? And I went to a Bible study with her, and I was confronted with sin and separation from God. And I had this battle in my mind or in my heart, that the demon in one ear, the angel in the other. It's your time, sure. Jonathan. This is true. This is your destiny. No, you'll have to give up everything.
Right.
Long story short, when I read the scriptures for myself, the New Testament, in fact, I discovered how Jewish it was, and I went through a transformation and came to a place where I believed that Jesus, Yeshua, was my Messiah, my promised Messiah, but I had a dilemma. I'm studying business administration. I'm now feeling a call to share what I've learned with my people, a call to full-time ministry that I sensed was on my life. What do I do? How do I become a leader, a spiritual leader?
So let me just summarize, make sure I understand you right. So you go to this Bible study, there's this, if you will, a spiritual battle. You feel compelled to pray a prayer of the sinner's prayer to get saved.
I was compelled. I was kind of pushed into it.
Right, but through forces, beyond yourself. You pray the prayer and you feel like nothing changes, but something started to change when you encountered the scriptures and realized Jesus was actually Jewish and for the Jewish people.
Yeah, I actually, just the pull to read the Bible was a change. But when I read it, everything changed.
Wow.
Because I discovered that somebody had told me something that wasn't true. Right. The rabbi, my parents, that this was a book for the Christians, but it was about Jewish people. This was about a Jewish Messiah born of Jewish parents in the Jewish land of Israel.
Right.
I thought Jesus was born in the Vatican, son of Mr. and Mrs. Christ. And here is the New Testament, a book about Jews.
The Jewish
for
Jesus,
Jews.
We can say.
The Jewish
and
Jesus.
And all you had to do was open the book.
I never did, though.
Yeah.
But when I did, it changed my life. And I believe it'll change your life, too.
Right.
So now I have this dilemma. I'm called to ministry. What do I do? After 3 years of studying business administration, I ended up pursuing a degree in Jewish studies and early Christianity. Took a number of postgraduate courses. And then, like anyone called to ministry, I found that there was a body of Jewish believers, Messianic Jews, that actually had an ordination process. And I followed that process and became a Messianic rabbi, an ordained Messianic rabbi. And I started a congregation in upstate New York, Rochester, New York. And Ezra, you were in that congregation.
I was.
We don't have much time, but I've got to show these pictures. This is me starting out in ministry in Rochester, Congregation Shema Israel, in our building, in our new building. And then the next one is celebrating Sukkot.
The Feast of Tabernacles.
The Feast of Tabernacles. And Ezra, there you are, hidden in the second row wearing the...
yeah. Wearing the Where's Waldo shirt.
Little Ezra, who today is the vice president of our global affairs here at Jewish Voice. So... the word of God doesn't return void, and if you raise a child in the way they should go, they shall not depart. So here's a beautiful picture of what God is doing all around the world with Jewish people coming to faith in their Messiah. Love that picture.
So let me just back up a bit, Jonathan. You're a new believer, and you're in a business program at a university. In the eyes of the unbelieving Jewish world, still a salvageable path here, right? Yeah, he's a little confused, but he's going for business. But something compels you to take a different path, to go the ministry route, which is anathema in the unbelieving Jewish world, to become a Jewish believer who's reaching other Jewish people with the gospel. Talk about that. What was it that was happening inside you that you said, I can't say no?
Yeah, I can only say that I knew very early on that this was my destiny. This was my purpose in life, and I fought it. By the way, how do you know that it may very well be God? You fight it because there's just something in your gut that says, I'm supposed to do this, and there's a cost. That's God.
Right.
There was a cost. I can see the same thing with the disciples. I'm giving up everything here.
That's right.
So I'm now, it took me about a year, by the way, for this process. So I finished another year of business administration. So now I've got 3 years invested in business. My parents have been paying the bills, and I can't do it anymore. I know that I'm called to ministry. One of the verses that God used in a very powerful way was Haggai chapter 2, where it talks about the latter glory of the temple, and I'll pour out my spirit. And I just knew that the application for me was he wanted a period of Israel to experience his latter glory. It was going to be greater than any time in history.
Hmm.
And I felt I was being invited to that.
Wow. To participate with the Lord in the greater things ahead that he had for the Jewish people.
Yeah, and it became clear in Romans 9, 10, and 11 later on that God is faithful, and he's declared, I'll preserve the Jewish people. I'm not done with the Jewish people. And the day will come when the blindness covering their eyes will be removed. And when it does, it will have an effect on the rest of the nation. So it will affect the church. It will affect your family.
Yeah.
Their rejection brought you salvation when they come back, life from the dead.
Right. And that's, I want to pause there for a minute to make sure you're hearing that at home. The call to Jewish ministry that so many of us, Jonathan, men and women, Jewish believers in Jesus, are called into ministry is to encounter the God of history and his everlasting plans for a people and for all peoples, and then to realize, and I get to be a part of this.
Yeah, and also the realization that what I was taught as a child was right. My Jewish heritage meant something. And none of the early followers of Yeshua in the first century converted to another religion. They lived as Jews. They impacted their community, and then many were sent to the Gentiles as well to bring them into what was a Jewish faith. And I knew that was my destiny, and I've known it for 42 years. It's never changed. I need your help today. Your support of this ministry, Jewish Voice, is making a difference in the lives of Jewish people and their neighbors. You can transform lives forever. Here's how.
As you make the important decision to support Jewish Voice Outreaches, you will literally be saving the lives of those in need of medical care and salvation. As you support Jewish Voice with a one-time gift today of $40, you'll receive Jonathan's intriguing book, A Rabbi Looks at Jesus of Nazareth. You'll learn about Jonathan's personal encounter with a Jewish Jesus that changed his life. Jonathan will also include Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel. This unique Jewish view of Scripture will both inform and inspire you. We also want to bless you for your support by sending you the new Jewish Voice calendar for 2023, denoting all the Jewish and Christian holidays in the coming year. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new Shalom partner with a gift of just $30 today, you'll also receive this framed piece of art for your wall. It's a replica of an ancient Hebrew manuscript of Isaiah 53:5. Make sure to request the Jewish Testimonial Package as you contact us today to become a new Shalom partner. Please respond now by calling the 800 number on the screen and letting our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give securely online at jewishvoice.tv. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
Welcome back to the program. Ezra, before we get back into this discussion, which I love talking about this, Ezra loves talking about this, I want to take a moment to say thank you. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do this work without you. So thank you for your generous giving and especially for joining Jewish Voice as a monthly Shalom partner. Your ongoing support of this ministry is so appreciated. You are so appreciated. So again, thank you. Now, Ezra, us being Jewish believers here is just a sign of hundreds of thousands of other Jewish believers. It's a sign that God is faithful to his word. He's fulfilling his word.
That's right. Not because of us, in spite of us. You know, from the beginning, you know, when God calls out Abraham and then Isaac and Jacob and Jacob's 12 sons who become the 12 tribes, the Lord makes it very clear, even as we're coming out of Egypt being brought from slavery to freedom, he says, don't think I did this because you're the largest of all peoples or the most faithful or the strongest. He says, you're the weakest, you're the most stubborn, stiff-necked people on the face of the earth, but I love you. Therefore, I'm entering a covenant with you, And God is the ultimate promise keeper, Jonathan, from generation to generation.
He absolutely is. So he says, one, I'll preserve you as a people as long as the sun shines by day and moon star and stars by night. I talk about it in a number of my books.
Right.
The second thing he promises, I will bring you back to your land, which he has, 1948, Jerusalem restored in 67. But then he says, I will bring you back to myself.
That's right.
I will bring you back and give you a heart of flesh.
Amen.
And I have seen that. That has been one of the things that I have shared in my testimonies, that God opened up an invitation to me back in 1990 to go to Russia. And that's part of my testimony. It's an important part of my story. I went to Russia for the first time, 1990, and I met Jewish people in St. Petersburg and Moscow, spent 6 days there, and I had the privilege of leading more Jewish people to faith in their Messiah than I had in about 10 years of ministry in the United States. And that led to these festivals of Jewish music and dance. Here's a picture of one, and you can see this concert hall. It's actually looks smaller than it is. This concert hall was a 4,000-seat hall, Ezra, almost entirely Jewish people coming for three nights, 13,000 people. This is in 1993. Wow. And this is an altar call after I shared my testimony in St. Petersburg. And this became a Messianic Jewish congregation in the former Soviet Union. It started with about 400 people and is still functioning today. This is the first altar call of that ongoing outreach in festivals of Jewish music and dance.
Right. And, you know, Jonathan, I'm just reflecting here. The Lord, you know, you get saved, you receive Jesus as your Messiah, and then the Lord asks for your yes because he wants to impact a Jewish community in upstate New York. And then the Lord asks for your yes because he has in mind a huge multi-city Jewish community throughout former Soviet Union. And we could go on. I mean, there's pictures here of people coming to faith during those outreaches.
These aren't bathhouses. We're immersing. And by the way, this isn't conversion to Christianity. This is a Jewish act of immersion that was part of our the history of Israel for 2,000 years, or at least 1,500 years previous to Yeshua.
Right.
So we're renting bathhouses and we're immersing hundreds and hundreds of Jewish believers, new Jewish believers, in the name of the Messiah, and their lives are being completely changed.
And just to be abundantly clear here, these aren't Jewish people who say, I was Jewish, but I became a Christian. These are Jewish men and women hearing a Jewish presentation of the Jewish Jesus who came first for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and they're receiving him as the Messiah.
That's the picture of the New Testament. That's what is happening in the New Testament. It's not, I've come to bring you a new religion.
Right.
No, he's coming to help the Amharites, the people of Israel, understand what was the heart intent of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, the laws of Israel. And he was bringing fullness. He wasn't bringing a new message only in the sense that he was personalizing it and saying, I've arrived.
Right.
The one that you've read about in the prophets is here.
Right.
To give you eternal life.
And the Lord asks for your yes yet another time, not the final yes, but a significant yes in the history of Jewish Voice Ministries, not only to reach kind of what we can call mainline Jewish communities like the former Soviet Union, but then to expand that reach to scattered Jewish communities or lost tribes like the Ethiopian Jews.
It wasn't my plan. It's nothing that I thought that I'd be doing, but my life has been such an adventure. Maybe you're on the fence and you're wondering, do I have to give up all of these things I really enjoy? And the answer is no, God has a better plan for you, a greater plan. He wants to use you to help others. Ultimately, if wealth and fame and power are what you're seeking, you have bad goals. Because they should ultimately be goals of how to change the world, how you can better the world. And God is inviting you into that today.
That's right.
I've never wanted to turn back.
Yeah, there's that quote, he is no fool who gives what he can never keep to gain what he could never earn.
Good.
Yeah.
So true.
That's what our yes is to the Lord.
And that's how the doors to Ethiopia and Zimbabwe have opened, Ezra.
Yeah.
That's how the doors are going to open for you and others to other remote areas of the world.
Sure.
Ultimately, our heart at Jewish Voice is the redemption of the world. God so loved the world.
That's right.
That he gave his only begotten son. But we understand that there's a key missing that has to open a door. And that key is Israel coming back and recognizing who Yeshua is and saying, Baruch haba, b'shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes. And that will unlock, that little key will unlock a huge door to the nations. Amen. It's coming.
The Lord is alive and on the move, Jonathan, for Israel and
sure
for the
is.
Nations. Now, we promised our viewers before we run out of time, if somebody has a Jewish colleague, a Jewish extended family member, a Jewish neighbor, and they feel this burden, like we're talking about, to this pull to say yes to the Lord, to be a light in that person's life, to share the gospel with them, but that's where the trail ends, and they say, I really have no idea how to do that, and it feels like there's going to be so much resistance and opposition. Give some practical advice, John.
Well, here's a general principle you need to understand. Nobody comes to the Father except through the Son. So Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. But nobody comes to the Son unless the Spirit of God draws them. So to just pound somebody with apologetics or scripture when they're not at that place isn't going to bear much fruit. What's going to bear fruit is loving them, is letting them see that there's something different about you. I was drawn by my assistant wrestling coach in high school who ran a Young Life group that I became involved in because I saw the joy in his life, because I saw the sense of purpose and destiny in his life, and I wanted what he had. He was provoking me to jealousy. That's what Romans 11:11 talks about, that the Gentiles, that the Christians have been brought into a relationship with the God of Israel and the Messiah of Israel with the responsibility to provoke the Jewish people to jealousy. Sadly, we have a 2,000-year history of provoking.
Right.
It's provoking to jealousy. So it's the love, it's the sense of purpose, it's the peace that passes all understanding. It's demonstrating that consistently to that person, that Jewish person in your life.
That's
right. A huge issue.
It is. So it's not your job, to be clear, to bring somebody across the doorstep into the kingdom. Only the Spirit of God can do that. But it is your job. It's all of our job, Jonathan, to open up our mouth and proclaim the good news.
Yes. We walk our talk and we proclaim in a tactful way. We pray. When you pray, people's lives changes. The heart
Amen.
Changes.
Amen.
Pray, get people to pray by name for that person. It makes a difference. I'm living proof of that. And then the third thing is learn some of the scriptures that reveal Messiah from the Tanakh, from the Torah, the writings, the prophets, and look for opportunities to share those, like Isaiah 53, Jeremiah 31, and so on. Mm-hmm. We have so much more. We have
sure.
materials that we have available on that. But those are just a few things. Just love them. Be Amen. Consistent for them. Let them see Messiah in you. Your continued monthly support will literally change lives through our medical outreaches, through our water purification, but most importantly, through the proclamation of the gospel. Ezra and I are going to come back and pray with you and your family because God loves you and He answers prayer. We'll be right back.
As you make the important decision to support Jewish Voice Outreaches, you will literally be saving the lives of those in need of medical care and salvation. As you support Jewish Voice with a one-time gift today of $40, you'll receive Jonathan's intriguing book, A Rabbi Looks at Jesus of Nazareth. You'll learn about Jonathan's personal encounter with a Jewish Jesus that changed his life. Jonathan will also include Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel. This unique Jewish view of Scripture will both inform and inspire you. We also want to bless you for your support by sending you the new Jewish Voice calendar for 2023, denoting all the Jewish and Christian holidays in the coming year. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new Shalom partner with a gift of just $30 today, you'll also receive this framed piece of art for your wall. It's a replica of an ancient Hebrew manuscript of Isaiah 53:5. Make sure to request the Jewish Testimonial Package as you contact us today to become a new Shalom partner. Please respond now by calling the 800 number on the screen and letting our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give securely online at jewishvoice.tv. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
In the remaining few seconds that we have left on the program, I want to bless you. Ezra and I speak life to you.
That's right.
We speak healing to you and your family members that need healing. We speak divine provision to those who need divine provision. We speak wholeness and restoration, and we command hopelessness to go and be replaced with hope. We say faith, receive the faith of God to believe that He is watching over you, that He sees you. We command the presence of God to meet every need in your life in the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website, jewishvoice.tv. You can also send us prayer requests right on the website. We have a team here that is faithful to pray for you and your need by name because we care. But more importantly, God cares. We believe in the power of prayer, and we know that God hears. As we close our program today, I also want to remind you that God will hear your prayers for the peace of Jerusalem. He commands us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and tells us in Psalm 122:6, may they prosper who love thee. So don't forget to pray for Israel this week and you'll be prospered. A special thank you to Ezra for joining me today. And until next time, this is Jonathan Berna saying shalom and God bless you. Hey, hi, everybody. Hey, this is my daughter, Liel, and we're just looking at pictures from last year's Israel tour. And we're doing it on the new JVMI mobile app. This is an app that's filled with important news about Israel. It's so easy to personalize the content so that you actually get what you're interested in. All you have to do is click Personalize Now, and then you check off what you want to read about. It's that simple. You can follow along as we bring the gospel to Jewish people in remote places. You can see how Bible prophecy is coming to pass now. You can even watch our TV program. My JVMI works on your iPhone, your Android, or your tablet. Here's the best part. It's free and you can download it right now. Liel, tell them how.
Just go to your app store and download My JVMI.
Again, that's My JVMI.